Last October, the BBC broadcasted the documentary Rwanda's Untold Story, which upends the most fundamental and widely held beliefs about what happened in Rwanda's war and massacres of the 1990s in an ongoing interwoven regional conflict in Burundi and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Rwandan President Paul Kagame and his supporters denounced the documentary, its producers, and the BBC. But this week, a list of people involved in the African Great Lakes region through their work and humanitarian commitments published a supportive statement titled A Call for Truth and Justice in the African Great Lakes Region. KPFA's Anne Garrison spoke to retired Belgian Colonel Luc Marchal, a co-author and signatory of the statement, who commanded the international troops in Kigali sector as part of the United Nations Assistance Mission in Rwanda in 1993 and 1994.
I asked Colonel Luc Marchal to summarize his experience as a commander of international peacekeeping troops in the Kigali sector, which caused him to organize and seek signatories to the statement, Appeal for Truth and Justice in the African Great Lakes Region. But that was a larger question than he was able to answer in KPFA Newstime, so we agreed that I would simply read several paragraphs of the statement on the air and arrange to air the interview at a later date. The statement reads, On October 1st, 2014, BBC Two broadcast a documentary, Rwanda's Untold Story, on the tragedies which have devastated the Great Lakes region of Africa since 1990, especially Rwanda, Burundi, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. This documentary methodically deconstructs the narrative that has been made official by most of the Western media. The signatories of this appeal, who have been actors or observers in the African Great Lakes region through their work and or humanitarian commitments, wish to congratulate and express their support to the BBC journalists and managers who have significantly contributed to establishing the previously ignored historical truth. International justice has been instrumentalized at the International Criminal Tribunal in Rwanda and has not fulfilled its role. Peace can only be achieved if justice is rendered fairly and equitably. Therefore, the signatories call upon the UN to set up at the earliest the structures and procedures permitting the prosecution of all those responsible for all the crimes perpetrated in this region since 1990, war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide. The signatories of this call reiterate their support to the BBC and call upon it to continue its work of presenting information and truth in the dramatic events that took place in Rwanda and in the Great Lakes region. This will be the best way to respond to the criticisms directed at the BBC since October. End of quote. The appeal for truth and justice in the Great Lakes region can be read in its entirety on the websites of the San Francisco Bayview, sfbayview.com, and the Black Star News, blackstarnews.com. For Pacifica, KPFA and FOB Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.